Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Yo, what's up? This is Robin Thicke.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, and you are in the mix with
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
If I was going to do a podcast that evening, I knew that I would need energy. And that is when I remembered I had leftover chicken in my fridge. Full of dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I gotta tell you, you don't want to fuck with chicken. That's a nervous bird.
What does that mean, Travis? A nervous bird.
Jim Harbaugh is in the news today. College football coach Jim Harbaugh for telling players not to eat chicken because it's a nervous bird and it will affect them accordingly.
Oh, it like gets in your thoughts.
I guess I don't know if it gets in your thoughts or it just makes you weak. I guess I'm not sure exactly what it was. I just thought that was a funny thing to say about the food chicken.
Aren't all? I would think that birds would probably all be nervous all the time, wouldn't they?
I think probably most animals raised to be food are probably pretty nervous in general.
I mean, out there in the world, you gotta keep looking over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they're not the tallest of birds. I mean, one good step.
You know, Travis, whether you're a hunter or whether you're prey, when you wake up in the morning, better be running. You know what I'm saying?
Running.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have one hell of a program coming
well,
up
we have,
tonight.
We have one program.
Oh, Travis. So much to discuss, man. Let me tell you. I want to know more about this nervous bird.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was just one of those things that I passed by on Twitter and chuckled to myself and kept going because you know how Twitter is. It gets a hold of something and then it's got to beat it to death for 6 hours and then it moves on to the next thing.
Just, so you're,
Jim Harbaugh told a former player, don't fuck with chicken. It's a nervous bird.
See, what you want is you want to eat the flesh of a confident creature,
like a warrior. Like that's why people try to put down lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my! Mm-hmm. You want to eat them, and you want to absorb their strength and power.
That's why I feel like The Rock could really make a killing. I mean, I know he's making plenty of money right now, but I mean, he could just saw off a little bit of his flesh once in a while and sell it to the highest bidder. You know, he'll heal back up before he sells any more rock steaks, but, you know, people probably pay a premium to get a bite of that ass.
Yeah, you know, Travis, that Bear Grylls guy, he fucking sucks.
Well, he's fake. It's all fake.
I hate that guy. He was on Shark Week. Did you see his Shark Week special?
I don't watch Shark Week.
Well, why not, Travis? They're sharks, and they're predators of the ocean.
Yeah, I understand they're sharks, but do we really need to devote an entire week every year to them? I mean,
yeah,
are the specials that different from year to year? I don't need it.
They're fearsome creatures of both grace and beauty.
Yeah, it's an ocean predator. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, I don't have anything against sharks, but I just don't need to watch a week's worth of program devoted to them.
So this Bear Grylls, he's fake. He's full of shit. He's an overdramatic douchebag. I hate him. I hate his guts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had a Shark Week special, and all he did was talk up what he was about to do, and then what he did was stupid.
Did he talk about it for 45 minutes and then do it for 5?
Yeah, and the whole time, like, you know, they do all these big helicopter shots of him and stuff, and you gotta be like,
you're by yourself. You're supposed to be the survivor man, and you're supposed to be out there doing all this stuff. But there's like 20 guys filming you right now. There has to be with all these shots that you're getting.
Right.
And he goes out in the ocean and he says, oh, well, I got to catch my dinner before the sharks come. And he goes out there with like a spear and he stabs a fish in the ocean. And then he runs up on the land and he takes a bite out of the fish. You've been here for 5 minutes, so you're not hungry.
Right. What was the point of that? You could, I mean, you could have settled in, built yourself a fire. You could have cooked that fish before you ate it.
Yeah, you're in a wetsuit. You probably could have just jammed a Cliff Bar in there and then it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then he jumps up on the land and he's like, oh, I've got to eat this fish raw because I need energy. And then he takes a bite out of the fish and then he has like one bite of fish and he's like, OK, I'm fine now. Now my friend's going to come with a boat. And then this guy shows up with a boat and saves him.
Did he just take the one bite and then kind of toss it aside?
Well, maybe all the 20 cameramen around him ate the rest of the fish. I don't know. He just took the one bite.
I'm sure he passed it around.
He took the one bite so we could all see him biting a fish.
Look, I took a bite out of a fish. It's still alive.
Oh, this fucking Bear Grylls. He's so edgy, man.
That reminds me a lot. Yeah, a lot of symmetry there, just the way that you kind of set up the scene with, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, like there, like David Copperfield used to be like the biggest thing there was. And he'd announce like making like something in Vegas disappear or something. And they'd build up to that for like 2 weeks, like an hour long special in prime time. And it'd be like, oh, you got to sit around. You can't wait to see what Copperfield does. And it was literally like 50 minutes worth of like setup. And they do like dramatic camera angles and like dun, dun, dun before they cut to commercials. And then, you know, he'd do the trick at the end and it was literally 2 minutes and then just the special was over.
Yeah, he was on the boat with his shark expert buddy and he said, I'm going to cover myself in fish guts so that all the sharks want to eat me. And then he jumps in the ocean and washes off. Yeah, great, Bear Grylls. You jumped in the ocean and swam down really far away from where you washed all the fish guts off of you. He fucking overdramatic douche.
Well, and don't tell me that his buddy on the boat that rescued him doesn't have like a shark finder. So they know exactly where all the sharks are at any given time. So
yeah,
he's not going to go jumping in a pool of sharks.
Yeah, he had like a belt that shot off electromagnetism and it freaked all the sharks out. And so he's wearing the belt. And he turns the belt off, and that's him. He's going down without a cage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he goes down there, and he's sitting there, and then the sharks come, and he turns the belt on, and the sharks swim away. Like, wow, way to go, Bear Grylls.
That's a real survivor man using high-grade technology to scare away ocean predators.
Travis, did I tell you that I have a huge announcement?
No, what's the announcement?
Oh, Travis, I can't tell you yet. We got to wait till Drunk gets here, but I'm pretty excited about it. Travis,
don't keep me in suspense. You got to give me a hint, right?
Travis,
I mean,
I had
a big Tuesday announcement.
Quite the experience today. It was life-changing. I am really excited to tell you about it, but we got to wait till Drunk gets here because I'm not explaining it twice, Travis. This is one of those stories that you only get one crack at it. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Then guys, don't ask me about it ever again because I'm not telling the story twice.
Oh. I won't even ask you about it once.
No. You got to ask me about it because I'll forget.
Oh, okay.
Is everything going okay in your life? Are you doing okay?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm doing pretty well. You know, I was excited. I'm usually not super excited about, superhero movie casting news, and I'm even less excited anytime anybody talks about a Joker standalone film, but today there was some posts about the fact that Marc Maron is in negotiations to star opposite Joaquin Phoenix in the standalone Joker movie.
Is it so, Robert De Niro going to be in that too?
Yeah, De Niro's in talks. Man, I mean, there's a laundry list of people and all like A-list people.
Travis, what is Oscar this winners. Movie? What is this?
I don't know.
What is this?
And I'm feeling like I'm trying to immediately when I saw that. I love Maron. I liked his IFC show. I like him in Glow. I like his stand-up. I like his podcast. Like, I'm not an Uber fan, but I really like Marc Maron, and I think he adds something to everything he's in. And as soon as I saw that, I'm trying to think, oh, is he like the Joker's abusive father? You know, did he run is he running like the comedy club that the Joker is trying to become a stand up in before he becomes the Joker?
Oh, no.
And I'm just running with it. So
when you said that, for some reason, I thought of Rodney Dangerfield in Natural Born Killers, when like he was all weird in the teepee. Just weird flashbacks of Rodney Dangerfield shirtless in a teepee.
Was he shirtless in the teepee? Because I know he was like Juliette Lewis's ex-stepdad or whatever that like messed with her. And didn't they like drown him in a fish tank or something?
Oh, you're going to grow up to be a supervillain.
Maron's got like an edge, though. You know, I mean, he's a funny guy, but he's kind of a cranky guy. So I feel like it would work if he was like
Why'd
the Joker's
dad. Why'd you say it like
dad.
That? Like Rodney Dangerfield didn't have edge. He was a rapper.
He's just a fucking goofball, you know, like a coked out goofball. I like Rodney Dangerfield, but man,
you know, me and the wife, we watched Glow this week. Yeah, that might very well be my pick of the week. Travis, is the second season of Glow.
Did you get through the whole thing?
We did. Yeah, it was great.
That episode 8, which I think it was just the whole broadcast. That was like an entire episode of the actual Glow show with commercials and shit, was like one of the most amazing pieces of television that I've seen all year. Like, I'm watching this and I'm like, they captured the tone of early 80s television so well.
They just did like a whole episode of the show.
Yeah, they just did an episode of the show with like all of the cut-in skits and everything. I just thought that was so amazing, and it was perfectly placed in the season. You know, they could have done it anytime during the season's 13 or whatever episodes that there were, but it was like amazing to place it right where they did. I was blown away by that. Season 2 of Glow is pretty amazing television.
Yeah, we saw that the new season of Orange is the New Black had come out, and we said, well, we can't start that yet. We haven't finished Glow. And so we watched Glow when we found out that Orange is the New Black came out. It's a weird reaction, but it's the reaction that we had.
No, I get that. Ozark is about to premiere. Season 2 of Ozark is about to premiere. And I'm like, man, I got to get my house in order, because as soon as that drops, I got to watch that whole thing. Orange is the New Black, over the course of the last couple of seasons, it's become a show that I've looked forward to becoming a show where I was like, oh, there's new Orange is the New Black. I guess I could watch that. And, you know, I get in the middle of the season and I'm like, yeah, this is fine. But I'm like not as excited. It's kind of like Luke Cage. I've only gotten like 4 episodes into Luke Cage, and I just can't. I mean, I like it. It's fine, but I can't power through it.
There's too much TV. There's shows that we really liked that we haven't carved out the time for yet. You know, it's like we really liked Preacher, and we never made it through the first season of it, even though we really liked it. And we didn't finish Happy, even though we loved Happy.
You never even finished Happy?
No, we got most of the way through it, and then it fell behind in our DVR, and you know, it fell off. And we enjoyed it. I don't know why we didn't finish it.
Yeah, it's
maybe
hard
it
to prioritize
too.
I found that with cutting that cord and having unlimited options at any time, like anything I watch is on demand now. I just don't half the time even know what to watch, and that'll balance. In my head, like, maybe you should have some better priorities if you're really stumbling to try to figure out what TV to watch, you know?
Charlie, it's the big problem in my life. There's too much TV.
It's kind of sad.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Drunk.
So it's a bit strong of a word, but I'm pretty sure that I hate you.
You hate me?
Yeah.
Why is that?
This is at least the 6th or 7th episode, I heard you dogging on my boy Bear Grylls.
I fucking hate Bear Grylls. He sucks.
I forgot that you're the most creative guy in TV right now.
Drunk.
So.
Although, I'll tell you, it doesn't shock me at all that you like Bear Grylls.
You don't take it as an educational thing. You take it as this is strictly entertainment, and you're there to just laugh at the man.
So you watch him ironically?
Sure. I mean, he's great. He's great.
He's great because he sucks so much?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? You watch him because he sucks?
And he's so over the top that obviously nobody does that.
So I feel like maybe Drunk also feels the same way about Guy Fieri.
So, oh, of course. Yes, absolutely.
So you like Bear Grylls for the same reason I don't like him.
Yes.
Because his show is bad and he sucks.
Which makes it amazing.
Okay. You know what? I'm fine with that. I saw a preview for a Dave Bautista movie that looks like a... You remember the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Sudden Death?
I do.
Where they took a hockey game
yeah,
hostage?
Yeah.
They made a soccer version of that with Dave Bautista. And I watched the trailer for it today. And I was like, that looks stupid as fuck, but I'm going to love that movie. Like, it looked like Hurricane Heist level bad.
And the reason they do Shark Week every year is because it triples their viewership for one week.
I know it does, of course, and because you can't get away from it. If it's Shark, like at work, you know, I had to say Monday comes around and there's like five people on second shift. They walk in and they're like, oh, Shark Week. More shows about, did you see what Shaquille O'Neal? He had a Shark Week special.
Right. Last week, Michael Phelps, quote unquote,
well, Travis, Shaquille O'Neal's goal is to have something to do with everything.
That's very true.
Drunk, you are here now. So I guess I can tell you guys about the amazing thing that happened to me.
You're quitting the show?
No. I mean, that wouldn't be amazing. That would be.
You said it was huge news.
You became a Scientologist.
It's pretty huge, guys. Drunk, are you familiar with the fast food restaurant chain Freddy's Steak Burgers?
I had them last weekend when I was in Kansas City, actually.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I would say it's like kind of a mix between Steak and Shake and Culver's.
Yeah, that would be a fair assessment. Did you try?
It's Culver's with Steak and Shake fries, basically.
Did you sample the fry sauce, Drunk?
I had a taste of it. It kind of tastes like cane sauce.
The fry sauce is fairly to die generic. For. There are 310 Freddy's locations in the continental U.S.
I got the chili cheese fries instead. So
it's a big establishment. This Freddy's. It's taking the nation by storm.
There's only a couple here in St. Louis, though, right?
Opened a new one, Drunk. Opened a new one on Olive.
Okay.
Went there today for the grand opening.
Of course you did. Was the line out the street?
It was. I had to stand in line to get into Freddy's.
They're fairly quick, though.
It didn't take all that long. I took a seat. Me and my wife were sitting at Freddy's.
My wife.
Now, when you go to Freddy's, they have a large cardboard cutout of an elderly man wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm Freddy.
Okay.
And giving a big thumbs up. It's in every Freddy's location. Did you see the elderly man?
I did not see the elderly man, no.
So we're sitting there, right?
Okay.
At Freddy's.
We got ours to go, so I mean.
What? What?
We got our Freddy's to go.
No, you gotta enjoy the whole experience.
Okay.
We're sitting
I'm just
there.
Telling you what we did.
We're sitting there at the table at Freddy's, me and my wife, right? And somebody comes over the microphone, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest here for the grand opening.
Okay.
You'll never guess who is at the grand opening of Freddy's.
Rocky Rococo.
Freddy's cousin.
Fucking Freddy Drunk. The Freddy was there, and I saw him. I saw Freddy.
Okay.
And he walked around, and he shook people's hands.
Did he shake your hand?
He did not, Drunk.
Now, let me get this. Let me be perfectly clear here, so everybody. This wasn't a man dressed in a Freddy costume.
No,
right?
Travis. Like they have a like cardboard cutout, and he stood right next to it.
Okay.
It was fucking Freddy, man.
Because like Rocky Rococo makes appearances and walks in parade, and it's just a dude in like a big, ridiculous Rocky Rococo costume.
No. He was wearing the shirt that said, I'm Freddy. It was the Freddy. He was
like a
there.
Santa Claus thing. Do they hire people like Freddy lookalikes to go from town to town?
Travis,
shaking hands.
Travis, it was the guy. He was there.
Did you ask for ID at all?
Freddy from Freddy's Custard and Steak Burgers was there to celebrate the grand opening of Freddy's.
Okay. So what's the announcement?
I saw Freddy!
Oh.
But.
That's exciting.
Drunk. See, me and my wife were sitting there, and like, she kind of thought that it was stupid to go meet Freddy.
Which I probably would have too.
She kind of peer pressured me out of it. Like, she kind of was saying,
well, he's no Dave Thomas, that's for sure.
She's just kind of saying, you know, like, I felt like a silly goose because I wanted to meet Freddy.
Okay.
And now you're going to regret, you're going to regret not doing it. You should have just did it, because now you're going to feel like resentment towards your wife for not doing that. Never let your wife talk you out of something that you really want in life.
Travis, there was a guy that was walking around with Freddy. And every time Freddie would greet a table and shake hands and take selfies, people were getting up and turning their phone on and like taking selfies with Freddie. And, you know, he was just walking around glad handing the whole goddamn dining room. You know, he was.
So when he came to your table, did you guys just like turn your heads or not look up or something?
No, he did not come to our table. Like, we weren't there long enough to. You know, like, Freddie showed up about halfway through our meal. So, like, we just kind of, like, basked in his glow for a while. But, I mean, like, I had opportunities. I could have, like, walked over and talked to Freddie.
So, did you get the regular fry sauce or the spicy fry sauce?
I got both. I sampled both of them.
Yeah. Which one did you like better?
Drunk. There was a guy walking around with Freddie.
Okay.
And every time Freddie would talk to somebody, he had an envelope with him, and he would take a certificate out of the envelope and hand it to them. Like, after Freddie had walked away.
Did it give you free food?
I don't know what it did. I don't
guaranteed.
Know. I don't
it
know.
It probably gave you like 2 weeks worth of free food, and your wife talked you out of it.
Like they had like a "you met Freddie" coupons, and I didn't get one, and I don't know what's on it.
So are you gonna go back?
Well, see, I'm wondering. Like, do you think I missed my only opportunity to meet Freddy? Or do you think he'll be there tomorrow?
He might be there tomorrow.
He's a very old man.
He's really old, Travis. We have a really bad track record of, like, when we talk about stuff, terrible things happen.
Yeah, you're going to go there tomorrow, and there's going to be an announcement there. It's like, sorry, Freddy will not be appearing today. He had a heart attack overnight.
Travis, I will live forever in regret if something happens to Freddy before I can meet him.
I wonder when he sold off the company, because it says right here he's like the namesake and co-founder, and I guess I could Google it, but I wonder how old of a man he was when he's just like, nah, you guys just have this and I'll just make appearances at grand openings and whatnot. You can pay me for showing up.
Travis, you should have seen him. He was so old.
So did you get a single, a double, or a triple?
I got a double, drunk, but I didn't meet Freddy.
Did you get any ice cream?
They were giving out free ice cream to people waiting in line.
Oh, and they got fried pickles too.
I got like a little sample.
I mean, I gotta tell you.
Do they have like a mix-in, like some Oreo cookies or
a lot of Culver's around here? And
drunk,
Culver's food looks way better than this Freddy's stuff here.
Drunk,
I gotta tell you.
I'm too shy, but if I call Freddy's, will you ask him if Freddy's going to be there tomorrow? Will you just tell him that, like,
no.
Your friend was there
I
earlier?
I care less about this Freddy fuck.
Your friend was there earlier?
Your big, huge announcement means literally zero to
and
me.
And he really regrets not meeting Freddy, and just ask if he's going
to
be there.
Oh, he
tomorrow.
Goes to every... Here's a picture of him at the opening of the Sunset Boulevard.
Maybe
in West Columbia.
Maybe just be Freddy's, like, pen pal. Send him emails. And
drunk, you should call and see. Michael go back tomorrow. Would you call him and see if Freddie will be back there tomorrow?
We just ask him, drunk.
I got to work tomorrow, so I'm not going.
Well, you don't have to go, but Mike, you know Mike's not going to call. Would you call for Mike? Ask him if Freddie's going to be there tomorrow.
Just ask him if Freddie will be there tomorrow, drunk.
Say, hey, I missed Freddie's appearance at the grand opening. Will he be back tomorrow?
I just need to know if I can go there tomorrow and talk to Freddie. Well, I've already established
that I hate you, so I'm not going to do you this favor.
You won't do it for me?
No.
You won't just ask him if Freddie will be there tomorrow?
No.
Really?
Yes.
What if I missed my only chance?
Sucks. Blame your wife.
Well, I get on board with that. Blame your wife.
Maybe she'll do it for you.
Is this the one in St. Peter's?
It's on Olive, Travis. It's new.
That would be like Creve Coeur.
He seemed like a really nice guy, though. He could be my friend.
He's probably a front, a charade, if you will.
He's the mascot. They have a cardboard cutout of him.
When are they going to bring one of these to Flosant?
I don't know.
But yeah, his sauce basically tastes like Raising Cane's sauce. So.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I like Freddy's. We go to Freddy's all the time. And I had a chance to shake that.
You go to Freddy's all the time.
Elderly man's
Where
hand.
Where do you go to Freddy's at?
There's one on Mid Rivers.
That's God's country.
Fucking Freddy was right there, drunk.
See, unlike you, I actually like support my local economy. I don't go to these other municipalities to go eat and whatnot.
Travis, will you ask him if Freddy will be there tomorrow? For me?
Travis? Is this thing on? I think we lost Travis.
Just ask him, drunk.
Thank you for calling Freddy's in Creve Coeur. This is Diana. Can I help you? Hello?
You won't ask him for me, drunk. You're a bad friend. And I'll never know. I'll never know if me and Freddy could be friends.
Well,
and I'll never know what's on that certificate.
Obviously, you weren't going to be friends.
I just wanted to know what was on that certificate, drunk. Did it just say,
like, good for a free hamburger, or did it say something, like, really heartfelt?
Probably just said, you met Freddy, congratulations. Yeah. Tell your friends and family, hang this on your wall. I wonder what happened to Travis.
I don't know. Guess we'll go to break.
It says you have him on hold, I think.
We'll go to break. We'll try to figure out what's wrong with Travis. And I'll think of what could have been, you know.
Here are some exciting coming attractions.
Has 8 albums worth of content, and Amanda Seyfried has literally nothing else going for her. So get ready, moviegoers, because next summer, Universal Pictures presents Mamma Mia 3. Here we go again.
Oh, I hope people care about deep cuts. We've burned all the good ones.
Hear Meryl Streep perform less than ideal covers to B-sides like King Kong's song that very loosely tie in to a pretty weak plot.
Sophie, I'm also your dad!
Jesus, Mom!
What can I say? I'm a huge slut. Waterloo! I was defeated. You won the war. Waterloo! Promise to love you forevermore. Waterloo! Escape if I wanted to. Waterloo, knowing my fate is to be with you.
Mamma Mia 3, here we go again. Coming soon.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
The Teen Titans go to the movies, but people didn't go to see it. That one finished in 5th its opening weekend behind a bunch of holdovers and Mission Impossible Fallout, who won the weekend with a franchise-high $61 million. With the 86% Metacritic it's already sporting, math tells us it needs to make $80 million before box offices close on Sunday night to move Random Ramblings with Rob into second place. It will almost certainly do that. Final totals and the next draft will be happening next week.
Yes, hello. I would like to buy stock in MoviePass.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. And it's gone.
What?
It's gone. It's all gone.
What's all gone?
The money in your account. It didn't do too well. It's gone.
What do you mean? I have $100.
Not anymore, you don't. Poof.
Well, what can I do to get back
I'm sorry, sir, but this line is for bank members only.
I just opened an account.
Do you have any money invested with this bank?
No, you just lost it all.
Then please stand aside for people who actually have money with us. Next, please.
Simple and free, a feeling fun. Just you and me and the happy sun. W-F-O-D.
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
My girlfriend left me, my dog died, and it's still hot, hot, hot outside. The only precipitation is the tears running down my face. Maybe one day the rains will return. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Freddie, I mean, you'd be pals. I'd be so embarrassed.
I guess you'll continue to be embarrassed then.
I guess so. Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show. 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, Drunk wouldn't
yes.
step up to the plate and help me out.
No, I noticed. Yeah. And you guys, you called. I did lose my microphone for just a second, but I wanted to say, you guys call. It sounded like it was busy as shit there. You like
oh, it
really
was so busy. Travis is out the door busy. Okay. And I mean, you know, there's a celebrity there, so that even adds even more to it. You know what I'm saying?
You should have seen the look in his face when he actually called to. He's like, "Oh my god, oh my god, I'm actually doing it. Oh my god."
There's like no way that old man was still there tonight. Like, it's probably just busy because it's new. You know,
he probably has a early bedtime. I would imagine.
I would certainly think so.
Hey, Travis, did you happen to see that the other day was Prime Day on Amazon? The Amazon Prime
yeah,
Day?
Yeah, eBay wouldn't let me not know it was Prime Day because they were really trying to combat that, saying, ha-ha, you don't have to have a membership to shop on eBay, you dumb shits.
Oh, it was... it was combating Prime Day?
Yeah. Yep.
Jody's in the chat. About Freddy's.
Jody, did you ever meet Freddy? Because Mike missed his opportunity because he's got no huevos.
Yeah, Jody knows about Freddy's Drunk. He would have been pretty impressed with my announcement. See, you guys,
I guarantee
don't know
you
him.
He wouldn't have been impressed.
He would have been impressed. Well, when he listens to
your
the podcast.
Your announcement was, I saw Freddy from 25 yards away and I didn't have the balls to talk to him. That's what your announcement was.
Some random old man who like in the opened a chain of... Burger Shake.
Guys, he's not a random old man. He has cardboard cutouts of himself in 310 restaurants nationwide. He's a big fucking deal. And I missed my chance. I would have known what was on that certificate. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And now I'll never know.
Why didn't you just ask somebody else?
That's
what's on that certificate,
being a pansy, I guess.
Travis, do you know what the top seller on Amazon Prime Day was? What the number one thing people purchased
AA batteries.
Toilet paper.
You're both incorrect. Good guesses, though. It was those 23andMe genetic tests.
Were they given? Was it like a deal on them? Like, what was the deal?
It was a good deal, I guess, because a bunch of people got them, and they're all gonna spit in them and send them to some place that's gonna tell them stuff about themselves.
Good. Did you buy me one?
No, drunk. Why would I buy you one? Why would I do that?
I thought we were going to have a show and make a show of it.
We'd find out all your...
my relatives.
Your histories. Do you have questions about your past? They tell you other stuffs, too, like, you know, what the likelihood is that you're going to die of certain things and whether you're allergic to mushrooms and things like that.
Yeah.
Bunch of dumb shit like that.
Wouldn't I know if I was allergic to mushrooms?
Maybe not. I don't know. Travis, I don't know. You know the 23andMe, that's kind of a fairly new thing. Well, I mean, it's not like new, but it's moved into the mainstream recently.
Yeah, it's taken over like the Ancestry.com. Like that used to be the thing, and now people are just spitting in cups willy-nilly and sending them off to random people to tell them about themselves, which you cannot verify at all. Like, well, you just... Yes, I could start this business and have people send me cups of their spit and just throw their spit in the garbage. And I type up some bullshit sheet of paper that's,
you're 10% black.
You got 5% Polish in you. your ancestors came, you know, probably Italy or something. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you're Grover Cleveland's great-great-great-great-grandson.
It's funny, too, because they don't even get that specific. They say, like, Southern European instead of Italy.
Right. I've seen the printouts before, and it's like, I don't know why people, who cares? Like, what do you care?
The whole privacy thing is just dunzo, right? Because everything everything now is data is the name of the game. Everything you do is collecting your shit.
You know, I used to talk a lot of shit about, I've told you before, I don't like those Alexas. I don't like things listening in my house. I know that we've talked about my phone obviously listening to me and then targeting ads based on a conversation that I had. And I always like talk shit like the retinal scan to get into an iPad and a fingerprint scan to get into an iPhone. And I'll tell you what, I got an iPad like a handful of months ago and I got real sick of typing in my password. So sure shit, just let it take my fingerprint. So now I just press my fingerprint into it to open it up. And between fingerprints and retinal scans and internet data and listening in your house, and now people willingly spitting into cups and sending it to God knows where. It's probably like a branch of the CIA or the FBI who just set up some weird thing in Virginia. They're like, oh, we'll tell you where you come from.
Well, I do know people,
database.
People have gotten arrested for turning in their spit because, you know.
Well, not even them.
They were wanted.
That Golden State killer guy, he was caught because one of his jack-off relatives sent it in.
Oh, that's right.
They sent their spit in, and somehow who even knows, right?
The
police got a hold of this guy's spit who sent it in to 23andMe. They're like, you know what? This guy's shit is really similar to all that Golden State Killer stuff. I bet it's somebody who's related to this guy, and that's how they caught him.
Yep. Yeah, we were so worried about Facebook like taking our data and like turning it over to the authorities. We're like 23andMe. Every time they do a scan on you, they're like, "Hey, you FBI guys, you want to run this to see if it's anybody you know?"
Yeah, you think this guy ever did anything and left some DNA behind? Run it through one of them CSI things and just see if anything comes up. And hey, even if he didn't, maybe we can match it to somebody similar. And figure out, you know,
his brother or his daddy.
Yeah, which cousin this guy narked on.
So just assuming that either 23andMe and the FBI are partners, or 23andMe is like a covertly set up thing by the U.S. government to pull data from it. What is like the next thing that like you and I could come up with to be like, hey, let's partner with the U.S. government. You know, we can make money off this idea, but also make tons of money off selling it to the government.
Well, and Travis, not only that, but what happens when this company gets MySpace? You know, I mean, we have an agreement with them now, but what happens in 20 years when there's a new them and this place goes away, but we sent our spit to them and they have all this stuff? Well, what happens when the company isn't around anymore? What then?
My my credit union can barely keep my debit card number safe, where it's been like, oh, we got to send you a new debit card again. Somehow we got hacked. It's like, that's my financial information, assholes. It's like, you got these dipshits at 23andMe. Like, ah, really sorry about that, guy. All our DNA got hacked again. So you're going to have to submit another cup of spit.
I mean, all that data that we gave to MySpace when we were kids. I mean, they have that somewhere, I assume. It's backed up somewhere, or they sold it to somebody.
So you can't like create a new MySpace account?
I think MySpace is still out in some corner of the internet. I know a handful of years ago, they're like, hey, it's been 10 years since you've been on MySpace. Lo, just figured you might want to come check out your... And I'll tell you, they still have all the pictures that you posted when you were 18 years old.
Oh, sure, they got them. And now they're just matching it up to more stuff and making a dossier on all of us, Drunk.
I never had a MySpace.
And connecting it like a...
Like Drunk, you never had a friend... You never went on a friend train to get more MySpace? You never had a top five?
Drunk, would I have been in your top five? I would have been in your top five, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You never had a music player that anytime somebody clicked on your profile, it blasted the same shitty song every single time from the beginning?
Mine wouldn't have been a shitty song, though.
Would have.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, it was the early 2000s. You would have had a shitty song on your page.
Break Stuff or something.
It go to... Yes.
Like some early Stained.
Go to Drunk's page and it'll play that We All Float On song. That was the top seller. So, I mean, people just, they all want to know, Drunk. They all want to know. Do you think that if we all spit in the same one and sent it in, what would you think would come back? Do you think we could just make up a person? Or do you think they'd be able to tell?
They would come back with like a false reading.
You think? Think they'd know?
I think so.
What if me and you just both spit in one and then swirled it up and said our names?
I think it's like when you put water in your, like if you're taking a piss test, you put water in there, it's going to come back diluted.
Oh, no. I want to see what like a amalgam of both of us would be. Travis, aren't you curious?
Just like swab the inside of a dog's mouth and then also spit in the cup, put it, you know, just send it in like that. Be like, hey, you're partially canine. You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah. I'm never doing one of those because I don't know who I'd be telling on. And I don't want to have that on my conscience.
You don't want to endanger a potential serial killer.
Yeah, like, you know, if my cousin like did something a long time ago, I don't want that on my head. Be like, you know, oh, because I wanted to know, you know, how much Scottish I have in me, I got them caught.
Is that what you are? You're Scott?
I just don't want to be no narc. You know what I'm saying, Drunk?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'll be a narc. I don't care.
You'll do it?
I'll do it.
Snitches get stitches. Don't ever forget.
Travis, the other thing that I had another thing that I noticed that I wanted to talk about. I've been watching some television the last week or so, and I've noticed a trend in car advertisements. Do you usually skip the commercials? You probably just DVR, or you cut the cord. So
he doesn't.
Yeah, car commercials aren't really a part of your life, are they?
Oh no, I'm for it. Like Hulu, I'm forced to watch commercials on Hulu.
Oh yeah, that's right. You have to watch a commercial. So you probably watch the same commercial like 10, 15 times.
Yeah. So right? Like the thing that I've been inundated with the last week or so, because it's always the same looping commercials for like 2 weeks at a time. And lately, I've gotten Senator Tammy Baldwin is the Antichrist ads over and over again. And then also Subaru. Why are these Subaru people smiling? And I always like to say they're mentally challenged because they're driving a Subaru.
You can pay an extra $2 to not have the commercials.
I'm not paying the extra $2. What am I made out of money?
It's $24 a year, buddy.
I have... found that I can. That's time for bathroom breaks and snacks. Mm-hmm. So I'm good.
The Chevy guy that we hate that does the real people, so not actors commercials.
Right.
His one that's playing before movie films right now in a theater near you is him ambushing children outside of their school.
Is that the one in the theater now? Because I feel like I've moved on to the next one since that one. Is that the hidden compartment one?
Yeah. In a Chevy Equinox.
What would you put in there?
Don't pickle popcorn.
And I mean, like, you know, if you really watch the commercial, like, none of them are really complimenting the car. You know, like, he asks one kid, are you excited now to go get back in your parents' car? And the kid says, no. And I was like, well, yeah, why would he be? Why would he be excited to be in either car? It's a car. Who gives a shit? Take me home. But what I've noticed about these car commercials, Travis, and you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. What would you put in the secret compartment and things like that? Is
put my weed in there.
All of the commercials don't advertise like anything the car does or the safety of the car or the speed of the car or the tires or any of the features of like the car as a car. It's all advertising the bullshit add-ons inside the car.
I mean,
they show you all of the things that will cost you $1,000 to fix when they inevitably go wrong.
Right.
Then they generally like tell you about the awards they paid to win.
Yeah.
Right. We won JD Power and Associates for the past 6 years because we've been just shelling out the cash
because we paid JD Power and Associates to give us the award. But listen, see, I pulled a clip of the commercial for the Buick Encore. Now, this is a car commercial, Travis. Listen to this commercial and listen to all the features of this car that you learn about.
Hold on, Jill's texting me.
You have a message from Jill. Can't wait for tonight. Clapping hands, thumbs up, face with tears of joy, taco, unicorn, smiling pile of poo, winking face with stuck out tongue.
Well, Jill's excited about dinner tonight.
Totally.
The Buick Encore with Apple CarPlay support for iPhone.
Smiling pile of poo? Maybe she's walking her dog.
So that it'll read your text messages to you while you're driving. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
And
it's important to millennials, you know.
The MSRP of that vehicle is $28,000, but as shown, $47 million.
The Volkswagen Tiguan right now.
Tiguan.
It fits a lot of stuff in it.
Taiwan?
Like that end of the world commercial where they're all trying to escape the meteor. Like you can put a kayak in it and stuff. It fits stuff in it. The Chevy Equinox, you can put your pickle popcorn in. The Hyundai Kona has a thing that you can text and drive more safely. But nothing ever says, like, this car goes fast, guys. This car has a bunch of airbags. This car's really safe for your kids.
You missed one.
It's probably not going to break down on you on the side of the interstate.
The Nissan Kicks is one big Bose speaker. Have you seen that one yet?
Oh, the one where the guy gets in it and he puts his phone down and it connects to Bluetooth.
He takes off his headphones and that becomes his headrest and fucking.
Yeah.
Built-in Bluetooth, built-in Wi-Fi. Amazing.
Yeah, it has good speakers in it, guy. Because that's what's fucking important, right?
Are the brakes pretty good or no? Don't worry about it. You got a hidden compartment.
I can put my dill pickle popcorn in there.
It's nothing but one big speaker. That's what you're driving around in. It's a fucking speaker.
Guys, when you're pulling
they
up,
they look kind of cool, though.
When you're pulling up to a stoplight, people are going to hear the bass in our stock speakers, and they're going to be fucking impressed, guys. They're going to be so impressed with your speakers. You can drive all the way to Freddy's and meet Freddy.
Why are you so obsessed with Freddy? Fuck Freddy. Who fucking cares?
Whoa.
That was taking it a little bit too far.
Fuck Freddy?
Why are you calling them again? Dude, they're so busy right now.
Travis will ask
for
me, right?
No, he won't ask him for you. Travis, don't say a fucking word.
Travis, will you ask him if Freddy will be there tomorrow? Travis? Is Travis is...
microphone stop working again?
No, I think
is every, he faking it so that he doesn't.
No,
have to
I
ask
think him? What it is, every time you go to type in that fucking number, his fucking shit cuts out. This happened the exact same time last time.
Do you
so,
think
so? Maybe you should stop typing in fucking numbers in there, asshole.
I just want to know if he'll be there tomorrow.
I could care less if he's there tomorrow.
Well, you could care less, but what if I care?
So ask him your fucking self.
Did you talk to him this time?
Did you fake it, Travis? It's not fair if you fake it.
I'm not faking. Just as you said, you were gonna like drunk said, don't talk to him, and I didn't know, and I was like saying, talk to who? Because I didn't realize you were calling him again.
You just didn't want to talk to Freddy for me. Nobody will be my friend.
Every time he starts popping these numbers in the fucking number thing, that's when your shit goes out. So I'm convinced that.
So I've never had a problem on my end. Mike is sabotaging me.
Correct.
You think that's
all because he wants to know if Dumb Dumb Freddy's going to be there tomorrow.
I just want to know if Freddy will be there tomorrow. If
so,
I missed my big chance.
So
if he's going to be right there tomorrow, you're not going to talk to
so
me. What are you going to go by
yourself? Marbles and Travis, ask yourself.
Travis, you go to those Comic-Con things all the time, and you have brushes with greatness all the time. You rub elbows with the celebs.
Freddy is Travis. Hardly greatness, buddy.
Yeah, but I don't hesitate. Like, if I see somebody I want to meet, I don't let my wife tell me, oh, you don't want to talk to that person. You
I would have been
autograph.
Embarrassed, Travis. I would have felt like a big goof.
Everybody in the place was talking to the guy.
They were taking selfies with him.
Everybody there but you two were talking to Freddy. Yeah. And you would have felt weird? You were weird for not talking to him.
We acted like big shots. We acted like we were too cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm Mike big, from the WFOD. I don't need to talk to this guy.
Just have a moment with a celeb, you know?
And he's not even actually a celebrity.
Yeah, like an A-list celebrity.
Just to let you know. Once again, he's no Dave Thomas. Shit.
He's not even a Rob Thomas.
He's not even Ronald McDonald, dude. Nobody knows what this guy looks like.
He's not even Jay Thomas.
He wears a shirt that says, I'm Freddy.
Oh, boy. I could wear a shirt that says, I'm Freddy.
You'd be lying, though. He wasn't lying. That was Freddy.
I actually own a shirt that says, hi, I'm drunk.
Drunk? I mean, do you have any?
I'd have to lose some weight to get into the damn
noteworthy
thing,
tales from.
If you do, then Mike's got to get a shirt that says "I'm with drunk" with an arrow pointing at you.
From the week that was.
Anything from the week that was.
Do you have any?
I went to Freddy's in Kansas City for the first time, but
did you like it?
Unbeknownst to me, that you'd be sucking this dude's dick tonight, but. yeah, it was good.
Sucking his dick. Wasn't sucking his dick.
Oh, that's right. You were too scared to suck his dick. I forgot. I'm sorry.
It's really, really mean, drunk. You're being very nasty to me. I don't know why everybody just... It's almost like a game to like see how nasty we can all be to Mike. Like last week, you guys were all very mean to me. All week on Twitter, people have been very, very mean to me.
I don't remember being mean.
I don't know if...
I don't either.
I missed the memo where people were saying, hey, we should all just be dicks to Mike all the time. It hurts my feelings.
What did we say to Mike last week, Travis?
It hurts my feelings.
I don't know. Probably something about how he sabotaged us with a guest that he didn't tell us about.
It makes me sad.
So mean of us to sabotage him.
And then all week
I'm sabotage.
I'm catching shit on the Twitters and stuff.
No, I'll never talk shit to you on Twitters. That's for sure.
Yeah, and people, you know, like you guys hurt my feelings in the messenger when I was trying to prove drunk wrong, and you guys made me feel like I was. you make me feel crazy.
I don't feel like you were wrong.
I don't have support of my guys. You know
hold,
what I'm
hold
saying?
Hold on a second.
I don't have support of my guys.
Let's unpack this real quick.
Now I did say that you were right and I was wrong, and that you were handsome and then I was ugly, and all the other. Truisms.
Yeah,
that,
but you said it in a way that
let
made
us,
me
let
think
us
that
un,
you
let
didn't
us unpack
really
this
mean
scenario
it.
Real quick for our listeners, okay? Mike, for like 45 minutes after the show ended, grasped onto this one comment that Drunk made.
Which I don't even remember what it was.
It was like a it doesn't matter. It was a fleeting comment he made about our conversation in Messenger. 45 minutes Mike spent after the show was over trying to seek out a sentence to prove Drunk wrong.
Travis, so what happened
to the Messenger and he says, guys, I spent the last half hour trying to find where Drunk said this. And I couldn't find it.
What Drunk said, Travis, was that he implied that I begged him to get on Facebook Messenger.
Which he did, basically.
So that we could all plan the show together. And that I needed Drunk to get on Messenger because Drunk's input is so important.
Let us say this real quick. It has nothing to do with the actual content of the conversation. The fact of the matter is you spent a half an hour of your own personal time trying to prove that Drunk was not truthful.
First of all, Travis, it was way more than a half hour.
Right. That's why the show came out late last week.
Because he spent a day trying to prove Drunk wrong.
I got sidetracked. I got sidetracked while I was getting the show together and trying to find the smoking gun so that I could prove Napier Drunk wrong.
Napier was here for 2 weeks on that Messenger. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. No, actually, Napier's last show had already happened. We just didn't know it was his last show yet.
Right.
So in a way, it's somewhat correct.
We're both right. We'll put it. How about that?
No, no. You were wrong, and I was right. I just can't prove it.
Let's put it this way: if anybody has any comments about how Mike spends his free time trying to prove everybody's a liar, go ahead and let him know on Twitter.
See, Travis, it was way less important that he lied than it was.
Is that a lie?
That you were right.
That I was right.
Yeah, exactly. This is not the first time, by the way, if anybody's
listening.
No, it
happens all the time.
This is all the time with Mike. He will spend a week trying to prove that he is right. He will scour chat for weeks and weeks of chat to try to find him being right. But
what's really funny about it, Travis, is like I'm so dead set on doing it. But like the second I bring it to your guys' attention,
we just shit all over
you. Guys just say, so what?
Yeah, and it's right, like, because who gives a shit?
And like the second you say that, like I immediately fold. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Who does give a shit?
So what? You're exactly right. Like, why did I do this?
But that will not stop you from doing it a week later.
No, yeah, and I just do it again. And it's so, because like there's so many like things that I want to do in a day that I just get sidetracked and don't do. You know, there's so many things on my to-do list, so many, I mean, like, even show-related things. I mean, there's a million concepts of things that me and you have discussed about doing that I just need to sit down and write or just sit down and unpack and figure out. And I don't do that. And I end up doing other things and focusing my energy on things that don't matter. But when I get it in my head that I have to find when Drunk said something untruthful, I am so hyper-focused on it. Like, nothing else in the world matters except proving that Drunk said something that wasn't factually really
maybe
accurate.
Maybe the way to get you to be ambitious for the things you want to do is for us to tell you you can't do them. There's no possible way, Mike, you're going to do this specific thing. I guarantee it's not going to happen by this date. Maybe that's how we motivate you.
Motivated by spite.
Right.
Here's Mike on the Messenger. Hey, you said this and you were wrong. I'm like, okay, I don't even remember saying that.
Good
for you, buddy. You spent the last 2 days researching something I don't give two shits about.
Right. What did I think was going to happen? Did I think that Drunk was going to be like, oh my God, Mike, you're right. I'm so sorry. Oh my, Mike! I can't believe that I said that.
And it didn't. It didn't happen, no, did it?
Just didn't even remember saying it. Really,
you just told me. I couldn't prove it. If I could prove it, then you would have felt like a silly fucking goose.
Yeah, sure. Sure would have.
Travis?
Yeah.
Travis? Will you ask him if Freddie will be there tomorrow?
No, because you won't go. So it's kind of pointless.
Did you go see the Packers ride the bikes this week?
No, but some friends of ours did. They took their kids and their kids' bikes, and both of their children got their bikes ridden by Green Bay Packers.
That seems so fun. They're so fun.
It's a pretty cool thing.
Should have just walked up and told them, hey, man.
Nice restaurant.
Love your burgers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, just jump on their website and figure out where they're opening one next, and you can go on like a road trip.
Do you think he goes to all of the openings?
I just Googled this Freddy guy because I wanted to see him, and there are pictures of him at tons of like grand openings. So yeah. I think he goes to every single one.
So it's a thing that he does?
I think so.
Okay. I'll find him.
Yeah, look out for that. Yeah, I'll find you, Freddy.
I could just like go on tour with him. And just show up at everything that he's at.
Or you just open up that bacon restaurant you're talking about, and then you could be that next big celebrity. Like Freddie.
That would actually be amazing if you followed Freddie from grand opening to grand opening, like hippies followed Fish around 10 years ago. Like,
or just the like, dad, yeah.
Freddie groupie. Yeah,
you're like every single Freddie's opening with like a sign that says, I love you, Freddie.
You know, it's like my dream to have like a cardboard standee of me.
You know you can make those yourself, right?
Yeah, you can get those made.
You can get a fat head of yourself. You can do a lot of things, Mike.
Get a standee of me and just set it in places. And like, you know, because that's when you know you really made it, when you have a standee of yourself. That's when you're really a celebrity.
We can get in the picture together and we'll act like we're best friends and whatnot.
The standee of me and you?
Yeah. We'll be wearing WFOD t-shirts and...
I mean, you could just take a picture with the real me if you wanted to.
Great.
We're friends. I'll take a picture with you. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just trying to encroach on your standee.
He's trying to get on that standee.
I guess a drunk standee would be more useful, wouldn't it? Seeing as we have like a bit with.
Just put it. You just put that on your porch.
Travis, do you have like a pick of the week? Something you want?
I do. I do. Travis's pick of the week is the graphic novel series Revival, originally printed as single issue comics and now collected into 8 volumes. It's about one day in rural Wisconsin where all of the dead come back to life. They're not zombies; they just come back to life, and it's a noir thriller mystery wrapped up in this quarantined small town of Wisconsin. Amazing. It's by Tim Seeley, who I've brought up, I think, before, who made an amazing miniseries sequel to The Lost Boys for Vertigo Comics, as well as Hack Slash. Tim Seeley's writer and Mike Norton is the illustrator. It is amazing. I suggest everybody check it out.
Drunk. Pick of the week.
Drunk's pick of the week is... going to Freddy's on the second day. That way you don't have to worry about this old man hovering over you while you eat your food. And there's way less of a line. So
they're giving out free samples. It was an event, Drunk. It's an event. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have to be worried about, oh my God, am I going to get to talk to Freddy? Is my wife going to tell me not to talk to Freddy?
I'm not gonna blame it all. She would have been perfectly fine with me going up and saying hi to Freddy.
You're just a big scaredy pants.
Yeah. but you know, I also feel like I probably would have embarrassed her and myself.
You're a bulldog on the mic, but a fucking canary in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can take this experience and learn from it, and the next time you meet a minor celebrity, just talk to him and it'll break yourself out of your comfort zone.
It's baby steps.
And then you'll just be like, oh, he's just a person, just like me.
Stars, they're just like us.
Travis,
Mike, you got a pick of the week?
He did it earlier.
Is it Glow season 2?
I think that I need like some kind of therapy.
There's like self-help people like that will help you to break out of your shell and I think there's, experience life.
It's called vodka. Start drinking it.
I think there's something
right away in the morning.
That'll give you all the courage you need for the day.
Deeply, deeply troubled.
We gotta one of these days we're gonna have an episode. We're gonna get to the root of that problem. We're gonna figure out what in your childhood caused you to like shell up and not want to speak to people in real life.
Travis, you know, in the third grade, I had a big crush on Amy Pogue.
And then somebody pantsed you right in front of her.
And for
she just rejected you
for show and tell. Amy Pogue brought in a couple of turtles. She had a turtle figurine collection.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja?
No, like turtles. And so I said, you know what? The way to win Amy Pogue's heart is I am going to go down the street to Nagel's. And I'm going to buy her a turtle. So I had my mom take me to Nagel's. I bought a turtle. And then I brought it to school the next day. And I...
didn't give it to her.
I put it in her backpack when she wasn't looking.
So she had no clue who gave it to her?
Well, no. She found it in her backpack. And one of her friends said, Mike, did you, I think I put a note with it. And she said, you gave this to Amy? And I said, yes. And they all laughed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they laugh at you?
Because kids are cruel.
Yeah.
So did she suck your dick?
Did she suck my dick? We were in the third grade drunk.
So what? Who cares?
We were in the third grade drunk.
Oh, fuck. It still works.
What
though.
Kind of thing is that to say? What? It, what? All I wanted you to do was say, my friend has a lot of regret that he didn't get to meet Freddy. Will he perhaps be there tomorrow? You couldn't even do that. I'm glad.
I'm so lightheaded right now. Ooh. Oh my goodness. What a great show tonight, guys. Thank you.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Ready? Ready?
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website, found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us, Mike@WFODix.com, Travis@WFODix.com, or Drunk@WFODix.com. You can give us a call every day, all the time, when we're live or when we're not, at 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. Give us any feedback you may have, comments, questions. It's there for you guys. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on Ya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, go to patreon.com/WFODix. We appreciate all of you. We'll see you back here next week.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Nothing goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect. No respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect. No respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect. No respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect. No respect.
My car broke down. I called AAA.
No respect. No respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect. No respect.
I can't take Freddy, it no more. I'm
Freddy the man.
Yes.
Freddy the man.
He'll have his high on Freddy shirt on. He'll hand him a Freddy's buck.
Get ready for a hug.
He'll give you a hug when he meets you.
That's been a Simon trait. We don't shake hands too much. We hug.
As a former Marine and Vietnam veteran, I especially appreciate Freddy's kindness and support to our military.
Came over to me and kind of put his hand up by his mouth like this and whispered to me, you know, one of the best things about these store visits, I have a different audience every time and I don't have to remember what I told each one.
They all think I'm a fictitious person until they see me.